This is the CAMS Market Minute for the week of August 10th, 2026. Last week, the market answered its biggest open question. For weeks, the indexes looked repaired while the average stock lagged behind. A week ago, only 38% of the CAMS watch list stood above its 50-day trend line. That gap has now closed from below. Two-thirds of the watch list is back above intermediate trend, and 10 of 11 sectors, 91%, now sit above their 50-day averages, with utilities the only holdout. The S&P 500 closed Friday about 3.5% above its 50-day average. The NASDAQ 100 rose more than 5% on the week, and small caps kept pace. Just as telling, leadership rotated every single day. Monday was a broad advance. Tuesday belonged to big tech. Wednesday went to the Dow, Thursday quietly to energy, and Friday closed growth-led after the July employment report, with 9 of 11 sectors higher. 5 sessions, 5 different leaders, and no day of broad distribution. Volatility confirmed the order underneath it all. The VIX fell from over 20 at the late July Fed meeting to 14.9 on Friday, the quiet end of its trailing year, and it eased even on the red days. When prices dip and volatility falls anyway, the options market is describing rotation, not fear. The leadership map depends on your horizon. Over a month, cyclical value leads, materials, energy, and financials. Over the past week, growth took over, with technology up more than 7%. Over 3 months, healthcare owns the strongest sector trend, and defensive leadership is absent on every horizon. The classic profile of a market rewarding risk rather than hiding from it. Now comes the test. Wednesday morning brings the consumer price index landing on a tape with very little margin for surprise. The 10-year Treasury yield sits at 4.66%, up 12 basis points in a month, and the NASDAQ 100 holds only about a 1% cushion over its own 50-day line. Thursday follows with producer prices and jobless claims, and Friday closes the week with retail sales, so the market gets the inflation read first and the consumer read last. One wrinkle worth watching, momentum screens are crowded into healthcare names reporting earnings early in the week, several near 52-week highs. Extended structures meeting fresh information are where broad tapes get tested first. The shape of the week ahead is straightforward. If the market absorbs Wednesday's inflation print with sector breadth holding and yields contained, the broad advance reads as durable, and attention turns to utilities, the last holdout, reclaiming trend. If a hot print pushes the 10-year decisively higher while the growth indexes slip below trend, the regime shifts from risk-on toward mixed, and a quiet, drifting Monday and Tuesday would be normal. Breadth often narrows into a major data print as capital waits. The resolution comes after. CAMS publishes impersonal market research. Nothing here is individualized investment advice. The full written outlook is free at curveaheadmarketstrategies.com.